where even Carrie Ann, Dale, and Marion, for a long time, I haven't welcomed. Welcome you all. The Lord loves you all. And so, you know, if you're in this place today, you're in the right place. God has drawn you here for a purpose. And you're in the right place, in the right time, you're with the right people.
Amen.
This is your family. Amen?
Amen?
And so this is a simple message to everyone. One, God loves you.
Amen.
So wherever you may hear the message that I preach, whether it be Facebook Live or here at the Life Spring, I love to preach to the family, you know, talk to the family. Christ died for you. You receive eternal life, God's love and forgiveness. And simply after that, there is nothing to stop you from being excellent in whatever situation or circumstance you may find yourself. Why? Because you're in Christ. God is with you. He surrounds you. He undergirds you. He is your rear guard. He is moving you ahead. He is your Papa God, and he favors you. Amen?
Amen.
So about 2 weeks ago, I kind of heard the Lord give me these words. And he was talking about the land of Nod. So I said, isn't that supposed to be like the Alice in Wonderland story? You know, where is that from? Was that the voice of God? And I kept hearing, look it up. Look up the land of Nod. And so when I started to do the research, I was really flabbergasted, because Nod was the place that Cain was relegated to after he had killed his brother Abel. Amen? And so the term comes nodding off to sleep. Amen? So there may be some in the body of Christ who may be weary, who may be tired, who may be feeling overwhelmed by your circumstances. But God says this is a time to rise up, and this is a time to be vigilant, to be sober, to be watchful, to be prayerful, and to be ready for warfare. Amen? It is a place, though, Nod. Let me just kind of define some things about Nod. So it's a place of, say, accepting some negative declarations or terms as being final. Amen? In the dispensation of the law, you see, one had to accept punishment and the consequences of sin. But we are in the dispensation of grace. We are in the dispensation of the miraculous. There is no limitation that you have to accept. And I come against limitation and marginalization. I declare increase for the Life Spring Church in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, the Son of the Living God. We have freedom. Freedom. Nothing of the old has to stick with us. But here is what. It is according to our faith. Amen. What does God want you to do? He wants you to be full of faith. We will no longer define ourselves by what happened. We will no longer define ourselves by circumstances. Whatever symptom you may be having today, it is temporary. Amen? So the symptom may be I may feel sick. The symptom may be I may feel grieved, I may feel defeated, I may feel depressed. The symptom may be the financial mountain really looks impossible. These symptoms are only temporary. Amen? I want you to help me to preach today. You know, when you like what I'm saying, you can say amen. You can say it loudly. You know, I like that. You can Shabbat the Lord. Give the Lord glory. Say hallelujah, Jesus.
Amen.
Say yes, Lord, we bless you.
Amen.
Amen. We have got to believe what God says more than a medical report, more than the media, more than anything else, more than what man would say to you. Amen? You've got to know your identity for all eternity. And when you know your identity in God, that is who you are. You are not defined by earthly names and earthly circumstances. Amen?
Amen.
We are redeemed. We are healed. We are prospering. We are reconciled and intimately bonded with our Papa God. We have grace. We have mercy. Most of all, we are loved and accepted, and we have God's favor. Amen?
Amen.
The symptoms of our circumstances don't make us, but our attitude towards the symptoms make us. Amen. Lord, I thank you for this word to go forth and to minister to the hearts of your people. May you motivate them, oh God, to be full of faith and to motivate them to get moving, to receive all that you have for them, Lord, in the name of Jesus. So I heard the Lord say, tell the people that you are one step away from your breakthrough. Amen. The breakthrough is in the spoken word of God. The word of God works. Rise up and fight your spiritual battle, declaring the word of God over your life, over your situations, over your children, over whatever it is that concerns you. The word of God is the truth. Amen. That was Tuesday evening. I heard that. Amen. So what could possibly cause us to either wander around in the wilderness or to continue to stay relegated to a place less than what God wants us to have? Amen. We're going to ask that question. So number one, the answer is we live as we feel. Amen. That is, we live in the realm of the soul. And who is able to manipulate that realm sometimes? The enemy of our souls, Satan. He's sometimes able to manipulate our thoughts, our feelings, and our emotions. And so even as I prepared for this message, I used to tune in to Joyce Meyer every day, but I don't have the time anymore. And so I tuned in, I think it was about Tuesday or Wednesday, and I heard her speak these words. She says, it was just 10 minutes I was there, and it really confirmed what God wanted to say to the people. She said, sometimes I don't feel as if I'm anointed. But it doesn't mean that I lay in my bed and I sleep. I have to press beyond that. Because I know what God said, and I'm going to do the assignment and what he gave me to do. Amen. We cannot live the way we feel. We have got to be able to shake off some things. Amen. So we are a people who are led by the Spirit of God. Amen. You see, if the enemy knows that he can lay something on us and we just lie in the bed and we just respond to it and we just make it overtake us, then he will always be able to put that on you. And I can tell you, God will allow that until you rise up and overcome that thing. Amen? So some of the things that are there is not that God is wanting you to have them. It's that you need to rise up and take authority over those situations now in the name of Jesus. Amen? Many Sundays, do you think that Mike really feels to be here? Or Liz, or even myself. Sometimes I really don't feel like talking to people. But I can't live as I feel. And we have got to get to the place of knowing that God placed us and we're able to live by his word. Amen? We have got to press beyond the point of how we feel. Please note again that feelings are temporary. That is why the word of God says we have got to encourage ourselves in the Lord. I know how that works. You see, when those feelings begin to come upon you, you need to get up and you need to press beyond that point and you need to praise God. I kind of remember now when I had Zachary and it was a traumatic delivery. I had preeclampsia and they thought I would have died. And I remember my mother looking at the blood pressure monitor on the foot and it should have been 120 and it was at 330. And I heard her saying, go and say your prayers and ask God to forgive you, you know, because she was convinced I was going to die. Amen. And I felt like lying in that bed, like my body had died. And I had to start learning all over again. Because they gave me some medication that made me feel as if my body was dead, the MagnaSelf, right? And I had to literally get up each day and fight to move my arms and legs. And I remember that I started praying because they told me my child would not live. And I said, when I asked the lady, and I went to my room and I prayed. And I said, God, I may not have the power, but you are God Almighty. And show me how to pray. And that time I was not Holy Spirit filled. And I started to break the power of every generational thing. That's what I heard the voice of God saying I was to do. And the next day, the woman came and told me, you can come and get your baby out of the incubator. My baby who they said would die. Amen. And I remember being frustrated on that hospital bed because they said that my cord got infected and I would have had to spend months in that hospital. And I remember the morning when I got up out of that bed and I said, Doc, and I got my baby ready. And I went and I found the doctor. And I said, Doctor Onyonyor, I'm ready to go home. Amen? I'm fighting depression. I'm fighting. But I knew what I had to do. And so I willed my body to respond to God's word. And many situations I've been faced with what I feel and what my body says. I'm not declaring what my body says. I'm declaring what the word of God says. It is our victory. Yes. Amen. Yes. It's the truth. It's what God says you are for all eternity. And God is your father. He favors you. And you've got to rise up and speak against these things even now in the name of Jesus. Yes. I hope I'm not being too loud or too emotional. But I've got to get the message across to you, my friends, with passion. You see, I want you to step into God's best today. I want you to break limitation off your life. I want you to rise up out of that place. Don't tell me I don't know. I know what it is like to face depression. I know what it is like to face all kinds of bills, have children to take care of, have a church to take care of, and just I have to keep taking steps of faith. I have to feed 50 people tomorrow and use everything that I have in my cupboard, but I'm giving God glory and I'm going to do what he said, and that's the place we need to get to. Amen? Amen. We will no longer wander around in the thing that happened. It's in the past. Amen. It has no power over you. Those names, they have no power over you. The name of Jesus is above every other name. The name of Jesus is above cancer. The name of Jesus is above depression. The name of Jesus will bring you into victory.
Amen.
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 All right. So you've been going through. The Lord says, you've been going through. You've been going through a test. And the purpose of the test is to bring you into the place of anointing. No longer can you be stuck in the old mold. It's time to take the step into victory. Amen? So if you read the story of Abraham, please remember that God has your reward determined before your test. Read the story in Genesis chapter 22. God said this, but Abraham was tested. And so God has been testing some of you. You see, God has something for us just ahead, and it is a proportionate blessing in proportion to our pain and our waiting. And we need to rise up in faith and receive it right now in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Amen? My absolute total belief is that circumstances do not define who you are. Even in the worst of circumstances, you can be excellent. Even in the worst of circumstances, you can still be joyful. You can still have peace. Ask God to change our mindset today. We need to put on the mind of Christ.
Amen.
Amen? Receive it now. The anointing. And deeper levels of the anointing for those who have the anointing. So anyway, I'm going to refer you now to the story of the Apostle Paul. I don't want to go over the time. it's in 2 Timothy 3:12. It says, "Indeed, all who delight in pursuing righteousness and are determined to live godly lives in Christ Jesus will be hunted and persecuted because of their faith." Did you hear that? You didn't get that test because you did something wrong. Amen? It's just the life we have to live in Christ. Amen? 2 Corinthians, this is what Paul says, 11 says, as of verse 22, "Are they Hebrews? So am I. Are they Israelites? So am I. Are they descendants of Abraham? So am I. Are they servants of Christ? I know I sound like a madman, but I have served him far more. I've worked harder, been put in prison more often, been whipped times without number, and faced death again and again. 5 different times the Jewish leaders gave me 31 lashes. 3 times I was beaten with rods. Once I was stoned. 3 times I was shipwrecked. Once I spent a whole night and day adrift at sea. I've traveled on many long journeys. I've faced dangers from rivers, from robbers. I've faced danger from my own people, the Jews, as well as from the Gentiles. I've faced danger in the cities, in the deserts, on the seas. I've faced danger from men who claim to believers but are not. I've worked hard and long, enduring many sleepless nights. I've been hungry and thirsty and have often gone without food. I've shivered in the cold without enough clothing to keep me warm. Then besides all this, I have the daily burden of my concern for all the churches. Who is weak without my feeling that weakness? Who is led astray and I do not burn with anger? If I must boast, I would rather boast about the things that show how I am God the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who is worthy of eternal praise, knows I am not lying." Amen. These are the sufferings that the Apostle Paul went through. And I can tell you as truth and in fact that if you're going to be an effective minister and bear the weight of the glory for God, then you will walk through challenges. So the point of the message is not the challenges today, is that there's something for you to receive in this season. Amen? I entreat you to listen to these words carefully. 2 Timothy 2, "Endure suffering along with me as a good soldier in Christ. Soldiers don't get tied up with the affairs of civilian life, for therefore they cannot please the officer who enlisted them. And athletes cannot win the prize unless they follow the rules." Amen? Think and understand these things as of verse 8. "Always remember that Jesus Christ, a descendant of King David, was raised from the dead. This is the good news I preach, and because I preach this good news," go down to verse 10. "So I'm willing to endure anything if it will bring salvation and eternal glory in Christ Jesus to those whom God has chosen." Do you believe that God has chosen you for a special purpose? Each and every one of you, Alice, Jane, yes, you all have a special purpose in God's kingdom. There's something that God called you to do. Charlie and Andy, amen? So this is a place where we need to come into what God wants us to have in this season. So you need to rise up now in faith, receive and take authority over those things that have been limiting you in the name of Jesus. Amen? So after Paul was a prisoner, we know that he went through these things. In Acts 28, it says, I'm going to read you one more scripture, and it may be a little long, so let's just, no, this one is not as long. So Acts 28 says, "Once we were safe on shore, we learned that we were on the island of Malta. The people of the island were very kind to us. It was cold and rainy, so they built a fire on the shore to welcome us. As Paul gathered an armful of sticks and was laying them on the fire, a poisonous snake, driven out by the heat, bit him on the hand. The people of the island saw it, hanging on his hand, and said to each other, 'No doubt a murderer.' Though he escape the sea, justice will not permit him to live. But Paul shook off the snake into the fire and was unharmed. The people waited for him to swell up or suddenly drop dead. But when they had waited a long time and saw that he wasn't harmed, they changed their mind and decided he was a god. And what did Paul do? Paul didn't pay attention to all of that. He immediately began to lay hands on the sick, and the word says many were healed of diseases. You see, Paul shook it off. And so you need to shake off some things today, people. You see, Paul shook it off and he began effectively and powerfully to do the assignment God sent him to do on the island of Malta. He didn't stop to ask, what am I doing here? He didn't stop to ask, why did the viper bite me? He didn't stop to ask, why am I under attack again? He didn't say, oh, woe is me. He didn't even ask God, when is this going to end? Amen? He didn't even consider whether the people were cannibals or not, or that they might even kill me. Amen? Because they thought he was a murderer. After the snake had bit him, his life was no longer his own. Amen? We have got to have a victorious mindset. We've got to just lift our hands and say, Lord, we surrender all. Jesus, have your way in my life. Amen? So how do we put on a victorious mindset? Number one, we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. Our hope, our strength is in the Lord. He's bringing us through to fulfill purpose and destiny. Number two, we are more than conquerors. The word didn't just say conqueror. We are more than conquerors. Say it. I am more than a conqueror. Through him who loved me. Amen. There is a finished work at Calvary that speaks to our victory. Jesus didn't just die on that cross so that you can just say, okay, I accept him as Lord and Savior, and all right, I'm going to heaven today. No. He died on that cross so that you can live a victorious life and have authority. Amen. The original thing that happened in the garden where God had ordained we should have dominion has been restored because of the finished work at Calvary. Psalm 34:19 says, many hardships and perplexing circumstances confront the righteous, but the Lord rescues him from them all. All.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes.
Number three, expect challenges. And the bigger the vision, the greater the challenges. Amen. But just like the airplane, it needs the negative winds to get higher. That's how it is. But you've got to look at your circumstances in a different light. Ask God to open your eyes, your spiritual eyes, to see that your testings and your challenges are not limitations, but they're opportunities into being promoted. Amen. In Christ. Amen?
Yes.
Now, the Lord says, I must tell some of you who have been waiting. Waiting season has nothing to do with the fact that you have done something wrong. You may be doing everything right, but you're just in waiting season. We need to learn to endure. Amen? But here is what the word says. Endure into the promise. Into the promise. So it's not like we endure and it stops there and we have this thing forever in our... We endure into the promise. Amen? Don't despise small beginnings. I'm going to tell you my testimony again. I never ever dreamed I would preach the word. I just did the assignments that God gave me to be a mommy. And if he made you a mother, or whatever he's giving you to do today, Karen, this is really significant. He has given you an anointing and Moira and a grace to do it. But you need to receive it in Jesus' name. Amen. I never believed I would preach the word. I always thought I had a gift for prophecy and a gift for discernment. But then God had his way. And so each task that he gives you, if he gives you to be a mother, if he gives you to be a wife, if he gives you to be a husband, if he gives you to care for some little children, do it as unto the Lord, for God to have his glory. And he will move you when he's ready. And when God moves you, no man can stop you. No flesh can prevail against the will of God. Amen? I can tell you, God always rewards faithfulness and diligence. Remember again, for each assignment that God gives you, he has given you a special anointing and grace to do the assignment that he has given you. Amen? Amen. Step out into that anointing. Receive it in Jesus' name. You see the problem now, I didn't write this, but I heard the Lord saying, there are some people who wants to do this thing. We won't end the story that says, I did it my way. No. To have success, do things his way. Just surrender. His way is the best way. His word leads you. His word, he has never left you. But if you just listen to him, if you just submit to him, everything established in God's word produces a fruit. And a fruit of multiplication, a good fruit is established in God's word. Amen? Even, as I told you before, even if you have a challenge, it has a name. And that name is subject to the name of Jesus. God's word is truth. And that is the mark by which we should measure everything. If God's word didn't say that about you, then don't accept it. Believe his word. Find his promises. Take steps of faith. But walk in trust. Be expectant every moment in this life that he is coming through for you. Please remember, number 7, the experiences that you walk through are preparation for tomorrow. And you can sow a right seed into tomorrow by having a right attitude and continuing to declare the word of God over your circumstances. Finally, you may hear me saying this many times, use your offensive weapon. The word of God spoken forth in faith changes things. You will have what you say. I am not of the view though of this name and claim it. You understand? I'm not of the view that you just name and claim car, house, Benz. What is the purpose of all of that? I am of the view that you name and claim what is God's will. You line up your claiming and your naming with what God's word says. For the furtherance of the kingdom and all for God's glory. Amen? I always say this thing. I don't see why I should have a jet plane to go here and there. The only reason I want a jet plane is if I want to go to Africa to feed some hungry children. Amen? I can't look at the TV and it brings tears to my eyes to see these children sometimes. Amen? So that's the only reason I'd ask for a jet plane, so I can get there quickly to feed some people spiritually and otherwise. Amen, Mike? Yeah. You at least can have a jet plane, you know. Right. I tell you, we need to walk in God's will. And I've walked into many issues. I've overcome many challenges by declaring the word of God and God's will in my circumstances. Remember, God is ordering your steps. You may have been thrown overboard. You may have had to swim for your life to shore. And then you've been bitten by a viper. But God is bringing you into exactly where you're supposed to be. You see, the people probably would not have honored and received Paul if he had not passed that test. Amen? If they didn't see that he was bitten and nothing happened, God knows. So some things may be painful, but it's working for God's purpose. Amen. So the next time a serpent comes in the form of an attack from the enemy, remember, it has no power over you in the name of Jesus. Amen. Shake it off. Amen. Continue in your assignment. Yes. God says, yes, you can. Speak to your dry bones. Amen. Tell them to come alive. And let's pray in the spirit and speak to your dead situations now. Speak life in Jesus' name. And I'm going to play you one song, and that's the message for today. I bless you, my friends. Amen.